Well, Dougie, you must see this as a good opportunity for the players, especially the young players, to showcase their talents.
Yes, exactly that. You know, we've got a lot of young players that I keep on telling I want them to reach certain standards, and there's no better standard to reach than you know, the standard of Man United. And if they want to get to that level, they've got to understand it and they've got to see it at first hand, and that's what they'll be doing.
Will you be telling them to go out and enjoy themselves, to express themselves?
I'll be telling them to go out there and work for the team first and foremost, and then, you know, when they've got their opportunities to feel free and to express the talent that they've got, well, first and foremost, they need to understand that you've got to work extremely hard for the team at Man United and be very disciplined and organised and be, you know, professional, do a professional job, and then from that they can express themselves once done that.
Is it kind of a double-edged sword that if the young players do themselves proud on Wednesday night, that you're going to inevitably get interest from perhaps other Premiership clubs in January?
Yeah, it doesn't matter if we do how well we do against Man United. You know, these young players we've got at the club right now, you know, we're seeing a lot of interest, people coming to watch them, which is always going to happen. It's, you know, I invite people along to come and watch it because I'm proud of what they are achieving, and I'm proud of what they stand for. You know, and we're proud as a club exactly what we're doing. So I've got no problem at all if anybody, you know, sees them, comes and watches them, bids for them in January. That's entirely, you know, what my job is about, producing players and getting them to a certain level. And then if bids come in, and if when they do, we'll deal with it.
This must be a game where every player in the first team squad obviously wants to be in the starting lineup. Have you had players knocking on your door?
Well, not knocking the door, but there's certain eyebrows been, you know, risen in terms of, you know, when they hear that we were playing Old Trafford. There's certain, you know, lads in the squad that obviously, you know, have been working a little bit harder to get into that team. But, you know, we've got to look at the bigger picture, and the bigger picture is we've got two games in 48 hours that we've got to be as most professional as possible and prepare and make sure we do it right over the two games, you know, and I'll be using my squad fully, so some players will miss out, but I'll be very surprised if 20 players don't take in some part in the two games.
Yes, you made changes in previous rounds of the Carling Cup. I suppose that there's no player who's guaranteed a starting lineup for this game.
No, you're right. There's pretty much no player that's guaranteed a starting lineup in any match, because, you know, you've got to make sure that players understand that it's a squad game these days, you know, with the intensity of the matches that are played, and the number of matches that are played, especially over the next 2 days. The intensity, I believe, against Man United and Derby will need to be of its highest level. And, you know, I must use the whole squad for that, you know, and I'm pretty sure they'll understand after the two games exactly what was needed.
So you've got one eye on the Derby game as well, then?
Well, I'd be a fool not to have a look at that game as well when it's so close, you know. So I've prepared for both games in my head, and the staff are prepared in terms of what way we're going to go. So we just need to make sure that, you know, we play to our best level against Man United. And then from there, you know, we're preparing on Thursday morning. We're in here Thursday morning to train against the Derby game.
And great expectation from the Palace fans. I think there's 5,000 going up for the game. A tremendous turnout.
Yeah, fantastic. You know, it's really for them this night, you know, and I want them to enjoy it. They've been through very tough times the last 2 or 3 years, and you know, they've always stuck by us, and they've stuck by me, you know, great. So for them to be in the company of Man United fans, and for them to be in the arena of Old Trafford is fantastic for them, and it's really a big thank you from myself and the players. I have to say, look, hopefully these nights or these days will become more and more as the club gets stronger.
A difficult few games ahead, but a few games that you must be looking forward to.
Yeah, I am looking forward to them, you know, because it's two games on TV as well that will also sort of make sure the players get more experienced, you know, when the live cameras are there. And it will also show people exactly what we're about. You know, people have been here and we're doing okay, and we've been doing things, but it'll go to a wider audience in terms of people will be able to view exactly what we're about and how we're going about doing this, doing the job that we've been given to do.